Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for November 15th, 2019. And I am, real quick, before we jump into the news, reminding you that next week, will be the final full week of the year with news and rumors and everything. After next week, we will be going dim with just one episode a week. The week after next, we'll have one full proper episode, and then the rest of the week, I will be taking off. And following that, the weeks after, we will only be doing the Rumor Mill once a week. Probably on Fridays, if that's how it works out best. I still am working out the details there, but that's the way it looks right now. So, housekeeping out of the way, let's get into the news. So, let's talk about TV news. TV streaming is... I mean, everything's a little short this episode. Don't really know why that worked out that way, but it did. So, let's just get into this. Carnival Row, we have a Season 2 announcement. They have officially begun production on Season 2 for Carnival Row. So, you still have plenty of time to watch Season 1 if you have not over on Amazon Prime. It's really worth a watch. If you're into fantasy, it's kind of a modernization of the fantasy, though the time is really goofy. If you haven't seen it, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you have seen it, you probably do know what I'm talking about. Check it out. It's worth a watch. Next, we are talking about, and this is my favorite piece, second favorite piece for the entire episode, but my favorite piece for the section, that is Peripheral. That is a new series that has been picked up also by Amazon Prime that is based on a book by William Gibson. William Gibson, for those that don't know, is the godfather of cyberpunk. If not for him, we would very likely not have that as a subgenre in science fiction. If you have not read Neuromancer, why are you still watching this video? Go buy that book immediately on whatever platform, or if you are traditionalist like me and you read the physical books, then do that because it's gonna change your life. If you're into science fiction at all, I guess that should be prefaced. Even if you're not, it's just a brilliant book. Anyway, we're not talking about Neuromancer. We're talking about Peripheral. Peripheral is a book that he wrote that came out in 2014 that in doing the research for this episode, I found out about, which is really weird because I usually keep really close tabs on my favorite authors. Neal Stephenson, Chuck Palahniuk, William Gibson, Patrick Rothfuss, and that about rounds out my favorite authors. So the fact that this one snuck by me kind of blows my mind. So the book is kind of political. It's really interesting, though. I don't care how political it gets, even if it's not aligning with my personal politics, William Gibson is always a win. So even if he is... It's a kind of an alternate history slash alternate future slash multiple futures kind of book. Really difficult to explain when I honestly haven't read it, and the Wikipedia synopsis was like 3 pages long. So I was like, we're just going to gloss over some of this. In his book, it goes back in time to the 2016 election and says that Hillary Clinton won, and so then the alternate history there, and then all the alternate future that would stem from that, that's at least part of the book. Again, there's a lot in there. It's Gibson, it's super dense, so be aware if you want to read it. But the series just got picked up again by Amazon Prime, and the showrunners are going to be none other than Jonathan freaking Nolan and his wife Lisa Joy. If you don't know those names, then Nolan should sound familiar. He is Christopher Nolan's brother, so he has been part of Christopher Nolan's production team for a long, long time. Actually, he and Christopher Nolan wrote Memento together, so there's that. But also, Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy are in charge of Westworld, so they've got uber nerd cred, and I'm... can't be more excited about this show. Like, just can't be more excited about it. So that's what we've got on that. I don't want to gush too much because I've already spent too much time talking about it. Next, we're talking about The Witcher, which has been renewed for Season 2 before the launch of Season 1. Now, we've talked about this a number of times. I feel like honestly, this is probably the first time that this is a huge gamble because of the divisiveness of what we have so far about The Witcher, as far as the fact that it's really not going to focus on Geralt as much as the books and the games did, and that's kind of what built the fan base, right? So now that we know that the point of view characters are going to, I can't remember their names, I apologize, are going to be the two female leads instead of Geralt, that's kind of split the fan base. That has got the hardcore fans really upset, and the people who aren't super big fans going, what's the big deal? A giant perspective change like that, kind of a big deal. Anyway, this is a huge gamble on Netflix's part. I feel like they're starting to scramble. I don't think they're in trouble just yet. I feel like they are feeling the heat a little bit from Disney. They have been feeling the heat for a while from Amazon, and this is just them starting to scramble. So we'll see how this pays off as we go forward. But that's what we've got for TV streaming. Next, we have some stuff to talk about in movies. And movies, the first thing we're talking about is The Flash. It is still happening. Andy Muschietti is still apparently going to be directing with Ezra Miller starring. All of that is still in place, but it has been pushed back again as far as production goes. I know Muschietti has said that that was his next project, but Ezra Miller is currently filming going to be filming Fantastic Beasts very, very soon. So can't really be filming without your star, right? So that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Black Adam. We have an official release date for the movie. The Rock gave it to us on his Instagram. It will be December 22nd of 2021. Sounds about right for a big movie like that. Next, speaking of Andy Muschietti, we have a new announcement from him about the Attack on Titan live action movie. It apparently is in pre-production, so that means we're looking for scripts, we're doing some shopping as far as where we're going to be filming on all that stuff. So interesting there, it's actually going to happen. He just got done with It, he's still trying to get Flash to be going, and now he's adding Attack on Titan live action movie to his slate. That's a lot of stuff. And then our final piece for movies is Uncharted, the Tom Holland starring movie, which is set to release on December 18th of next year. Just cast Mark Wahlberg as Sully. I thought the Tom Holland casting was really interesting, and then the Mark Wahlberg is just... this might be a hot mess, just saying. Now, we are moving into the rumor mill. And the rumor mill, we have a rumor for another rumor. It seems we can't get away more than an episode without talking about the Batman in the rumor mill. And this time for the Batman, it's a relatively minor rumor, but still pretty interesting. The rumor is that the suit for the movie is going to be an old school gray and blue suit and not black and gray. So, change of tone a little bit? Is this signifying that they're not going super dark with the Dark Knight? Could be a fantastic idea. I'm not saying that if this happens that, it's going to be Batman 66 all over again. That's not super likely, but it does mean they're not going to be taking it as, it's not going to be so dark and grim, which, I mean, if you look at the movies that have been successful for them, aside from Joker, that is the trend. For the DCEU proper, that is the trend, that things are getting a little more lighthearted for them, and it makes sense. Next on the rumor mill, we are talking about Moon Knight. I keep saying Moonlight, and I don't know why. So Moon Knight apparently is going to be starring Stephen Amell. This is so rumor right now. I feel like Stephen Amell just got done doing a movie with his brother or cousin or whatever, and also just got done with Flash, and so there's a lot of maybe here. I don't know what kind of legs this has, but I feel like it has little legs, if nothing else. And then our next piece is not super nerdy, unless you're a sitcom nerd or if you're just a little older like me. The Friends reunion that has been shot down and shot down and shot down largely by Matthew Perry seems to be in motion now. HBO Max is the ones who bought out the rights to stream Friends once it's off of Netflix. And so when they roll out, they want to roll out big. And part of that is apparently giving Matthew Perry enough money to come back and play Chandler Bing one more time for a reunion special. I don't know about this one. This one feels like it really, really could go south and not be true, but I really want it to be true, so there's that. And then our final piece in rumors is The Mandalorian. No, we are not talking about that crazy reveal at the end of episode one, but wow, that was nuts. We are talking about the potential future of The Mandalorian and the Obi-Wan series crossing over. The rumor goes that we will see Obi-Wan in The Mandalorian, very likely before the Obi-Wan series starts, as a kind of backdoor entrance into the Obi-Wan series, and we very possibly could be seeing Anakin. Is that what Hayden Christensen was not supposed to talk about at Salt Lake Comic Con? Maybe. maybe. Also, by extension, does that then mean we're going to be seeing Ian McDiarmid in this as the Emperor? So much possible, because I'm not 100% certain that this timeline for The Mandalorian is as linear as Jon Favreau wanted us to think. But that's what we've got in the rumor mill, guys, and aren't they just so juicy? That does it for this episode of your Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus we got a little bit of music. There's a Wu-Tang Clan update that I'm really excited to talk about in music. We've got some gaming stuff, Mortal Kombat 11, Fortnite, all that jazz, plus so much more over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. So go over there, check that out, and while you're here, again, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform of choice. But that's what we've got. Thanks, nerds. We'll see you next time.